This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 13 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Jerusalem, it's a sunny day with clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze cooling down the temperatures. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a bit of cloud cover but remains dry. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, in the last 48 hours, the IDF has killed two Hamas terrorists in northern Gaza following attempted attacks on Israeli soldiers. Also, Walla reports from earlier today that Israel and the U.S. conducted joint military exercises in light of rising tensions with Iran. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. Army confirmed striking targets in Iran after ballistic missiles were launched towards a U.S. base in Kuwait. Separately, Ynet reports on U.S. Congressman Ro Khanna, who was detained in the West Bank and accuses Israel of genocide. And finally, Axios provides insight into Lindsey Graham's efforts for Saudi-Israel peace, seeing it as a key post-war settlement. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote just minutes ago that the U.S. military confirmed another wave of strikes in Iran, with explosions reported in Bandar Abbas and Keshm Island. Ihab Hassan, a political analyst, questioned the presence of armed Israeli settlers in a closed military zone, suggesting double standards compared to Palestinians. Raylan Givens, a geopolitical observer, noted that CENTCOM announced new strikes on Iranian targets, aiming to deter threats to civilian mariners. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF operations in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports the two Hamas terrorists were neutralized after they attempted to attack Israeli soldiers. In response, the IDF carried out targeted strikes, asserting their commitment to national security. This highlights the ongoing volatility in the region, with implications for local civilian safety. Turning to the military exercises between Israel and the U.S., Walla explains that these drills come amid internal tensions within Iran's leadership, affecting diplomatic negotiations. This collaboration underscores the strategic alliance between the two nations against potential threats from Iran. As the situation evolves, regional stability remains a concern. Meanwhile, the strikes on Iranian targets come as a direct response to ballistic missile attacks near a U.S. base in Kuwait. Israel Hayom reports that the Revolutionary Guard's actions have heightened military tensions, with the U.S. aiming to curb further aggression. This raises questions about the future of U.S.-Iran relations and regional security dynamics. In the case of Congressman Ro Khanna, Ynet details his accusations against Israel following his detention in the West Bank. Khanna's statements could impact U.S.-Israel relations, particularly in the context of his potential political ambitions. His experience draws attention to the complexities of international diplomacy in conflict zones. Finally, Axios sheds light on Senator Lindsey Graham's efforts for peace between Saudi Arabia and Israel. His initiatives are part of a broader strategy for post-war reconciliation, aiming to reshape Middle Eastern alliances. Successful normalization could transform diplomatic relations across the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports PrioTech is moving forward with a $1 billion IPO in Shenzhen as China accelerates its semiconductor development. The move signals potential growth, but also investor caution. Separately, Walla Business highlights a dispute between the Treasury and the Knesset legal advisor over budgetary deviations, reflecting ongoing tensions in Israel's financial governance. And finally, Globes announces that metro tunneling will begin next month, with Minrav Group spearheading the construction. This marks a significant step in Israel's infrastructure development. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.